You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has announced it will remove the cap on gender affirmation surgeries for trans people in Aotearoa. Previously, the cap stood at 4 surgeries every 2 years, leaving many on the over 100-person waitlist feeling deeply discouraged. I spoke with Ahi Wihongi from Gender Minorities Aotearoa about the cap being lifted, first asking sort of how bad this previous cap was.
Terrible, absolutely terrible. I just meant that people felt really hopeless, like there was no point to even trying to get their healthcare needs met. And it also meant that doctors didn't want to refer people to the list because they just thought that it was going to be sort of a waste of time or give people false hopes and they let them down.
And, I mean, why was the cap so low? Do you think it was discrimination? Like, the government just didn't really care about trans health issues?
Yeah, I mean, I think the problem is that it tends to get presented as an issue of competing with other important health needs. So where trans healthcare is pitted against hip replacements or, you know, lots of the other things that are really big health priorities. And we don't think that's on. We think that actually everybody deserves to have their healthcare needs met. It's a universal human right to be able to access appropriate healthcare, and we don't think it should be either or.
I mean, is there a private route for this sort of surgery? And if there is it sort of just unattainable to many?
Yeah. If people can afford to self-fund, then there's the option of going, you know, travelling abroad, going overseas and having surgeries. What most people opt for, if they can afford to do that themselves, is going to Thailand. And, you know, they're looking at $25,000-$30,000 for the cheapest of the surgeries that they could get. I've seen receipts for trans men having lower surgery, so where they create a penis, and it's $500,000.
Wow.
But absolutely, you know, absolutely out of reach.
And so obviously the government has now lifted the cap, and they're saying that the old cap of 4 surgeries every 2 years is now a minimum. What's your reaction to this?
It's really great. We're really, really happy to hear that, that that's what's going to be happening. We're really glad that the ministry is taking it really seriously, and we're also really glad that the public seems to be behind that. It seems like we've reached the point where people are taking people seriously and realising that we're just humans who also need healthcare. What we would like to see is funding allocated also for all of the other aspects of trans healthcare that are currently not covers, because it's quite it's good to have that be a minimum, and we'd like to see the list cleared, the waiting list for surgeries cleared, which is, there's less than 100 people on there, so you know, you're not looking at a huge amount of money in terms of health budget. If you spent, you know, $1 million a year for the next 3 or 4 years, it would be cleared. So it's not a huge amount of money. There are other areas as well, like mental health. The GPs at the moment, like GP training, medical school training, they only get about 5 minutes of training about transgender people. So it would be really good. It would be really good to have some trans competency module put in the cornerstone, so that you know, all healthcare providers can be able to treat trans patients.
What is the significance of gender affirmation surgery for those who get it?
Many trans people don't want to get you know, genital reconstruction surgery, but for the ones that do, it's absolutely huge. It can mean that people are able to have just a normal, like normal relationships, be able to just do basic normal things like
have their clothes off with their partner and things like that.
So I suppose one of the issues is that it is quite a complex surgery, and we've not really had the specialists required to do it. Do you think the lifting of this cap will possibly bring with it more specialists?
We couldn't really say whether or not it will. Lifting the cap will attract more specialists to New Zealand, but we are aware that there's a surgeon here now who can perform surgeries for trans men and trans women. So we would love to see, well, of course we'd love to see more options and who people can go to for surgery. I imagine the demand for surgery is not going to be more than one surgeon can cope with, because the, you know, the population of trans people in New Zealand is around 50,000, based on a 1.2%, so that's from local research, New Zealand research, the Yes 12 study. So 50,000 trans people, and most trans people don't need to have bottom surgery, so the odds of us needing to get more surgeons, I can't see it in the near future, but it would be great to have more options.
And just finally, so the wait list as it stands, I think, is a little over 100 people. Do you think that it is possible that with this cap lifted, this could be cleared in, I mean, a sort of relatively short amount of time, certainly quicker than the 50 years it would have taken before this?
I think that it's entirely possible to clear the list in the next 5 years, and we would love to see that.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te waia, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
Yes, that was Ahiwi Hongi from Gender Minorities Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.